This edition of Golden Black Express is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, at 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, Charters Team Remax Ability, plus an East End Grill. And our special guest today is Jerry Palm, a friend of GoldenBlack.com, but CBSSports.com, bowl aficionado, guru, whatever term you want to use. And Jerry, with the Purdue's win over Iowa yesterday, all of a sudden, not all of a sudden at all, but the Boilermakers certainly are staring at a bowl opportunity. And your projections came out this morning, Sunday morning, and you have Purdue where?
I have them in Detroit at the Quick Lane Bowl. And even though I don't think they are the team that will have the worst record among projected Big Ten teams, that should be Maryland. But it just has to do with, you know, the bowl order and the Big Ten rules regarding no repeats in bowls. So, for example, Purdue can't go to San Francisco. There just isn't a circumstance where the league would allow that. Because of that, they end up getting dropped down to Detroit.
And some of your assumptions you make, you have Purdue finishing 7-5. Obviously, the Boilermakers could finish 8-4 in the regular season. Could finish 9-4, I suppose. Of course, if that happens, they would they might get to a New Year's Six if they win the Big Ten championship. But looking at some of your rationale, obviously in your college football playoff, you do have Michigan in there. You have Ohio State in the Rose Bowl, but Wisconsin at the Citrus Bowl, Michigan State at the Outback, and Northwestern at the Tax Slayer. But we talking offline, why the Tax Slayer? And again, none of this is absolute, but there's an interesting scenario between the Tax Slayer, which is on December 31st in Jacksonville, versus the Music City, which is a couple days earlier in Nashville. What's the rationale there, at least in your mindset, as you look at those two bowls?
Yeah, so those two bowls, the Big Ten and the ACC, share. And this is the fifth year of a six-year deal of that sharing, and each league is in each of those bowls three times in 6 years. So far, over the first 4 years, they split 2-2. However, the last 2 years, the Big Ten has been in the Music City, so nothing is decided until bowl selection day, honestly. I mean, it's not predetermined, but I'm predicting that since the Big Ten has been in the City Bowl last year, they'll end up in Nashville this year.
Obviously, if Purdue can get to 8-4, and there are a lot of scenarios still to come, you could see Purdue potentially in San Diego or in a Florida Bowl, but you feel like the only way that happens is if Purdue gets to 8-4.
Probably, yeah. And then even still, you have to consider who you're comparing Purdue with. If you look at the teams and consider what bowls want, right? Bowls want people in seats and eyes on televisions. And for Purdue, Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Penn State are all definitely going to be more desired by bowl games than Purdue. Michigan State, maybe not. Northwestern, actually definitely not. However, if they are a division champion, you can expect the league to protect them from getting passed over repeatedly and sent, you know, somewhere off down at the bottom of the list just because they don't draw well. The league is going to, despite the fact that they went 0-3 in their non-conference games, the league will protect Northwestern as a division champion. And then Maryland, which would be the worst draw probably of all of those teams, with the possible exception of Northwestern.
And, of course, Maryland at 6-6, you have them projected out to San Francisco, yet they have been in San Francisco to a certain degree, but it's been 4 years. Again, that's where it gets a little bit dicey, but you have to think that they're not going to send Purdue back out to San Francisco in this scenario.
Yeah, right. And the actual no-repeat rule is, for all of these bowls, I think except the pinstripe's an 8-year deal, but the others are all 6, and the rule is at least 5 different teams in 6 years. So you can repeat one team in 6 years, and just because of the way the teams that are available are Purdue and Maryland for that game. And, you know, Purdue was there last year. Maryland was there the first year of the 6-year deal. So they're definitely not going to send Purdue out there 2 years in a row. In fact, they would probably skip the game and put Purdue in a different bowl further down the list and leave that one open if that was the choice. I just can't see any circumstance where Purdue goes back to San Francisco.
Another bowl that is possible that is further down the line, if I'm understanding you correctly, First Responder Bowl, Dallas, Texas, was the old Heart of Dallas that Purdue played in back in January 1st, 2013. Again, that's a Big Ten ACC / Conference USA game, but your scenario, as you have it, as there's just not going to be enough Big Ten teams to qualify at that point.
Yeah, that's correct. So, really, in my current projection, yeah, there wouldn't be enough teams. And in that scenario, the only way the Big Ten puts a team in that bowl would be if they decided maybe to leave San Francisco open and just skip it and let them. Because there looks like there's going to be some free agent teams from the West that might be a better fit for that game than somebody from the Midwest, especially someone like Maryland, who's, you know, couldn't be any further away and doesn't have a big draw anyway. They might be better off with a team like, say, BYU, for example, who's an independent and might be bowl eligible and has a large fan base.
Talk about the Big Ten's role, and obviously this has changed, and Purdue fans haven't had to be able to pay a lot of attention to the bowls, and yet, you know, it's changed where the Big Ten has a lot of say in how this plays out.
Yeah, they're unique in the league among all of the conferences, and that the Big Ten actually has the final say in which team goes to the bowls. The bowls will, you know, make requests of the Big Ten, and the Big Ten will go through the bowls in their order and try as best they can to fulfill the request. But they also, you know, want to keep in mind that they don't want teams traveling to the same, not just the same bowl, but even the same region repeatedly. Like Michigan's been in Florida a ton, in my projection. That doesn't matter. They're in a New Year's Six game, but they do want to, you know, make sure that it's a good experience and a good incentive for fans to go to the game, and things like repeating bowls and repeating even the same general area is a thing that keeps fans away.
So you have Purdue and Georgia Tech this day after Christmas, December 26th, in the Quick Lane Bowl. As we look through these last 3 weeks of the regular season, it's as simple for as Purdue is just win, so to speak. I mean, that's what it comes down to. They got to get bowl eligible first. But any other scenarios that you see out there for the Boilermakers? Again, still a lot of moving parts to this whole thing as we wrap up the regular season.
Well, the only other, you know, Purdue could win all the way out and be 8-4. Obviously, if they lose the rest of their games, they're not bowl eligible, it won't matter. And they don't have an APR strong enough to get in at 5-7. So, but assuming that Purdue is bowl eligible, really the only other scenario that, you know, comes into play is if they end up winning the division, which would require winning out means beating Wisconsin, and then Northwestern would have to lose twice because they would lose the tiebreaker with Northwestern due to head-to-head. So that for Northwestern to lose twice, that means most likely losing at Iowa next week and then one of their final two games, which are at Minnesota and home to Illinois. So that's why that's kind of a long shot, because both of those teams are having really bad years. So it seems unlikely Northwestern would lose to one of them, and also at Iowa. So, but that's a long shot scenario. Purdue winning the division probably changes their bowl outlook, because I don't think the Big Ten is going to send a division champion to Detroit.
Yeah, and the Big Ten does have the ability, based on what you said earlier, to protect its, if you're a league champion or a division champion, it may push you up the rung or up the ladder a little bit. That's your rationale there.
You know, who would have thought at the beginning of the season that Purdue Northwestern game might have had a say who wins this division?
Yeah, absolutely crazy, and there'll be maybe more craziness to come here in the last 3 weeks. Well, thanks so much, Jerry, and we always appreciate it, and just probably not the last time we're going to talk to you on a Sunday, but as this continues to play out. We want to thank our sponsors again, Follett's Purdue Bookstore, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, Charters Team, Remax Ability Plus, and East End Grill for sponsoring this edition of Golden Black Radio Express.